We're up to Sifhei, which is the longest of these few Sifim. In Sif Dalet, we talked about the issue of Zeyas HaAdam. I just want to mention, I neglected to mention last week, but I think some people mentioned it, the Shaila of touching one's hair or scratching one's hair. When there's a chiyuv to wash, there is something of a lack of clarity. There are two conditions to obligate washing. One is that touching is okay, scratching is not okay. And the other is under the yarmulke, which is a mokeh b'machusa, as opposed to the size of one's head, which is a mokeh b'hamagula. What's not clear, the Mishnah Berurah brings this twice, the Shulchan Aruch brings it, in Siman Tzadik Beis, about scratching your hair during davening, and later in Siman Kuf Samach Beis, regarding during a meal. What's not clear is, do you have to wash only Tarti L'Reyesa, meaning scratching and under the yarmulke, or Chad L'Reyesa, scratching here, or even touching under the yarmulke? The Mishnah Berurah is not clear about this. The Aruch HaShulchan, back in Siman Dalet, where it's mentioned the first time, says you only have to do it if it's Tarti L'Reyesa. If you're scratching it under the yarmulke, if you're scratching on the side, that it's okay. And I don't know, that's the way I saw it by Rav Pav, that was his Anhaga, that only Tarti L'Reyesa. Mishnah Berurah is not clear. The Magen Avraham in Siman Kuf Samach Beis seems to say you have to wash even if you scratch the Mokeh b'Hamagula. But the Mishnah Berurah is not clear. What? That's no Shaila. That's no question. If you scratch with a bag in between, you're not touching Zeya. So then that's okay. The rule is the Zeya of a Mokeh b'Hamachusa is good. The question is if the Zeya under the hair is called a Mokeh b'Hamachusa or called a Mokeh b'Hamagula. Both. It's mentioned in Siman Dalet that it's a Mokum Zeya and you have to wash. Then in Siman Tzadik Beis it says during davening you have to wash. And in Siman Kuf Samach Beis it says during a meal you have to wash. So it's actually mentioned three times in our Chayim besides the general statement here that Tzarech Lizar Mezeyas HaAdam. Okay, so it's mentioned all these places. it's the same din. It's not a contradiction. It's just mentioned in all these places. The water's from the filtered sink, right? The water's in the filtered sink?
Yes.
What?
It has to do with water, if you use Purell, does it have to do with a cup? What kind of wash
do you have to wash. You have to wash your hands. Purell, I guess, if you would wash your hands with any liquid, it would be good. But people, what? Well, it says you don't have water, you can wipe your hands on a baguette or on a kaisel. Now, a little confusing how on a kaisel you wash, like, how do you clean your whole hand on a kaisel? I don't know. With a baguette, you can do between your fingers, you can do your whole hand. I don't know what it means on a table or on a kaisel.
You have to wipe your entire hand or only the face that touched
the muffin. In Hilchos Kippurim, it says you have to wash the whole hand. You don't have to wash both hands. If one hand is not mechayev the other, but in Yom Kippur it says to wash if you touch something that requires washing, you wash the whole hand. Yom Kippur, the whole hand means still the knuckles, but it means all five fingers.
That's what
it says there. That you have to that it goes on all five fingers. It says one hand, not two hands, but it seems to mean all five fingers. All right, Sifhei is a list of items that are awesome, and they have sakana. As I told you at the outset, sometimes it's not clear if it means a physical sakana or a spiritual. I don't know. Tzarech lizor amelite mois bepiv. The first thing it mentions is that a person should not put money in his mouth, and the reason that's given is Shema Yesh Aleihem Roik Yoveh Shal Mukei Shchin. There might be dry saliva of somebody who carries a disease.
Why dafka mois?
So shach gimel haran kasev atam imnei sheyad hakoel mishamesh espohen. Money goes through many hands. V'yeshu em choylim, some of them are sick. V'zua mason deveka bahen. And it's dangerous to put that into a person's mouth. I guess if you borrow someone's pen, so you're taking a chance on one person being sick. Money goes through many, many hands, and therefore you're taking a chance on many people being sick. Now this is often quoted. This is Yerushalmi. A conventional wisdom is that Louis Pasteur discovered the idea of germs in the 1800s and discovered that if you boil liquid that has germs in it, it kills the germs and it does away with it. So those who are writing about Chochmas HaTalmud very often quote this as a raya that Chazal were aware, if they weren't aware that germs are living creatures, but at least they were aware that disease is transmitted through the body liquids of somebody who's ill. In Mesechtes Derech Eretz, it says if you boil it, then it's safe, which mentions the idea of boiling, which, again, I don't know if they knew exactly what bacteria are, but at least by experience, it seems that they were familiar with this. It's an old story, that not everything that we say conventionally that ancient man thought is necessarily so. And besides the idea that the Shas is mole revelations of things that we think they didn't know, outside of that, there's also the idea that ancient man wasn't so dumb. The Chazenish writes about this. Chassidish writes that we don't understand how they were able to build pyramids without the use of the tools we have today. We don't understand how they did surgery. We know they opened up the body. The Gemara describes surgery in the time of Cleopatra. It says that there was surgery done, and Cleopatra had them do surgery on slaves to figure out what was going on underneath in the body. I guess the slaves were the volunteers for this type of... What? Brain surgery is awful. Slaves were chaybisa. Anyway, so the same thing is true here. I've mentioned in the past that Yerushalmi says that the world is round. The Yerushalmi doesn't even say it about Jews. Tosis in Avodah Zarah Mem Aleph Amid Aleph brings Yerushalmi. It says there in the Mishnah, Prepare Kol Hatzlam, it's the first Mishnah, when you find statues, which statues are Avodah Zarah and which ones are just decorative. So it says if you find a statue of a human being holding a ball, it's Avodah Zarah. It's a Mishnah. So Tosis says, B'shem Yerushalmi, that because the ball is the world, and the figure is the God holding the world. So in the Gos Yaivis, in the back of Avodah Zarah Mem Aleph, it says, Mikan, that Chazal already knew that the world was round. So I would add to that, that Mikan, that the Goyim also knew that the world was round. Because they're saying the Goyim, Chazal didn't make this Avodah Zarah. The Goyim made the Avodah Zarah. And the idea that we learned that until Columbus they thought that if you sail to the end of the world you fall off the edge is probably what people thought that, but it's not likely. Anybody who watches a boat sail off of the horizon sees it go down below the curvature of the earth, and that's known. The Gemara says that Alexander went up in a balloon and he was able to observe the curvature of the earth. And at any rate, don't put money in your mouth unless you boil it first. Not recommended for bills. The Kaf HaChayim says another reason not to put it in your mouth, because you may swallow it, which would certainly apply to needles or things like that, that a person a person should not put in his mouth. Now this is purely an advice of Chazal, that it's a physical danger. The next halacha, lo yite pas yadai tachas shichyai, you should not put your hand under by your underarms. Shema noga yadai b'mitzayra e'bisabra, because maybe your hand, you may have shaken hands with a mitzayra, or with come into contact with some poison, and therefore don't stick it under your underarms. Now, what does underarms have to do with poison? So we find in Chazal that they were sensitive to parts of the body where the blood vessels are close to the surface, that there's an extra danger in areas where the blood vessels are close to the surface. Chazal said that a cut on the top of the hand is a sakana, because it's more likely to be infected in a place where you're closer to blood vessels. I'm guessing that that's the reason for the underarm as well. What? Some people take temperature there. Okay. V'loyi tekikor lechem tachas hashechi. Don't put food, specifically bread, under your underarms. Mipnei hazeya. Makes a lot of sense. You don't want your bread to get zeya. And we said the previous sif that zeya is poison. V'loyi tetavshol v'loy mashkim tachas amita. Oh, this one excites everybody. You're not supposed to put, now look carefully at the words, cooked foods or drinks under a bed, v'deisha ruach ra shayra aleihem, because there's a ruach ra that's under the beds. This is not doing snakes, because it doesn't mean open, even closed. It doesn't say open or closed. Now, I want to come back to this. This is the one that everybody asks about. But the next one, lo yinit sakin b'sech esrig or b'sech snayin. Don't stick a knife into an esrig or a radish, shema yipal odam al chudo v'yamus. You might fall on the blade and get killed. Now, why are you more likely to fall on a blade if it's an esrig or a snoin, as opposed to a marble cake or anything else? So I don't know. Maybe these things are small, and when you stick in a knife, it's maybe likely to come out on the other end. I don't know what the specific example is. Also quoted from the Yerushalmi.
What is it doing for storage?
I suppose for storage. I know the reason to do it. I think I mentioned to you in a different week that Rav Aaron said that certain things that took place that caused sakonis in individual incidents, I mentioned regarding the sandal on the summer, regarding the sandal on the summer, Chazal made Xeri now go out with cleats on Shabbos, because once there was a maisa when they were hiding from the Romans in a cave, and they panicked, they thought the Romans were coming, and there was a stampede. And people stepped on each other, with cleats, and people were killed. So I heard this from a Talmud of Rav Aaron, that I was learning with his son in the house, and we were wondering what's going on, such a strange gezeirah. You should make a gezeirah. Now wear cleats when the Romans are chasing you and you're hiding in caves. When you're in shul, what's the thing? What? The Yin were wearing the cleats. And they stampeded each other when they were running away. On Shabbos. Okay, so that's what I recall. We can check it up. But anyway, Rav Aaron, what Rav Aaron said is when a Maisa Mishuna happened, Chazal understood, like Megagal L'Choy V'Adechayim, they understood of a strange incident took place, that there's something wrong with the idea of wearing cleats on Shabbos, and that's why it happened through that. And I think that's the way he explained it. So I don't know if this story with the esrig and the tznayin, but it sounds something similar, or maybe something Kabbalistic. I have no idea about Kabbalistic things.
The
what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the sheets of the Rishonim might have to do in Tzilas Hatzaddik and Boker is Ruach Ra. So is that like the same?
So I don't know. People ask, is this Ruach Ra the same? Is that Ruach Ra? I have no idea. It's, you know, I don't learn Kabbalah, and if I did, I wouldn't tell you. But I don't learn Kabbalah. I mentioned the other night that I don't learn Kabbalah because it's Aser. Shulchan Aruch says Aser to learn Kabbalah until you Malik Reise Basavi Yain, until you finish the Teres Anigla. So I need a few more weeks till I can.
The bed was not used for a long time.
What?
The bed was not used for a long time. It's a bed that
was. Oh, that's an interesting point. It's interesting. We assume this means under a bed that you're sleeping on. Right. It doesn't say that. If you look at Shulchan Aruch, it says, Lo yite tafshel mashkin tachas hamita. It doesn't say a bed that you're sleeping in as opposed to a bed you're not sleeping in. But so I can't answer you. I don't know. The Velt Nemzon, that it's only where people sleep. So I don't know. Okay, here in the sugya of Mashke Tachas Amita. First of all, Shach Dalid. Unlike what everybody says, you see Shach Dalid. Loi Mashke Tachas Amita. Afila Mechusin Beis Yosef. The Shach and the Beis Yosef say, even if it's covered. I don't know why. I think people confuse it with Giloy. People assume that mashkin under the mita is only a problem if it's left open. But the Shah says, no, if it's open, it's a problem anywhere. It means afilu mechusin.
Okay. It was never open before, sealed, not the same.
Well, you can't have cooked food that was never open at some point.
No, I'm talking about the
water. What do you mean never open?
The sealed
bowl. It was never open. Sealed as opposed to just covered.
Right.
Okay, it's something of a question. I'll tell you in a minute. Rabbi Avadia brings such a thing. What? let's see. Let's start with the Pisrei Tshuva. There are two Pisrei Tshuvas on this. Dalet and Hay. The first one. Dalet. Lo yitein. I am a Tshuva shosiyak echel beisim ekofei shenishal. What's in the bidyeved? If you have food under the bed, v'heleri paskin. The ein bezera kashar lechatchila. This whole thing is only lechatchila. A bidyeved eka cheshash iser. V'chia kevisug is hashas ayin shab. So the Shvus Yaakov says it's only lechatchila. Go on to hay. Tashel loy tashel loy mashkin. B'sev b'min asadam klal sabas of gimel. Kaza b'shem agrozal. Dehu adin oichlin chayin. Shuklara said cooked foods and drinks. Hu adin raw food. Kumait snoin like radishes. Vim osa kein yizri kein b'makish lo yimsa oisei adam. He says b'min asadam b'shem agro that it's osa even b'diyeved. V'uzal kaza malzeh. And the Binas Adam writes on the Gra. The Gra said it's also Laila. And that the Binas Adam writes. So in the Kiman the Dasha by Rabbim, nowadays, since the Velt is Mekel, you can be Mekel at least B'dievet. I want you to notice that there's no problem putting brownie bars under your bed. It says cooked food, it says drinks, and it says raw food. Doesn't seem to include baked. Now, what do you think? Huh? Baked food doesn't seem to be included. I don't know what to say. Tafshol, mashkim, and raw food.
I don't know.
Okay. All right. So then don't put it under the bed. Finishing the Pisrei Tshuva, hey. Ayin shamay, vine mashkosu, udin oich l'chayim, bebe sachi mash, begumar ba basra nunches, disahotam, mita shatabit chacham, keitza, kol shei tachte ela sandolim. Talmud Chacham knows to keep under only shoes under his bed, and not the mizafuke food under the bed. I mashkas v'sivkan shol l'fnei zeh b'shem shosiakev that he's making. All right, so this is the union of food under the bed. All the ruach raz in the Gemara, the Rambam leaves out, except for this one. This one, the Rambam brings. He brings that you shouldn't put food under the bed, but kedarkai. The Rambam gives a rational explanation that something may fall into it that's not healthy. I don't know how the Rambam would hold about mechusim. The Rambam says shama yipod boy davar hamazik, and the Rambam brings it. The Rambam is masig on this Rambam. No, it's mishum rachra. So it's very hard to know what to tell people halacha lamaisa. I mentioned to you that in camp, it's the most common shayla. What? In camp, it's the most common shayla that the boys ask is, what's the dinner food under the bed? And I tell them, if you're Ashkenazim, you could eat it b'di'evet. But in Yisfardim, Rabbi Vadya says, only b'hefs is meruba. He says, if it's sealed, Rabbi Vadya Yosef brings it, if it's sealed, you should wash it three times like Negel Vassar, which doesn't work well with marble cake. But you should wash it three times like Negel Vassar, then perhaps in Mu'it, you could eat it. So that's what I tell them. I tell the Sephardic boys, just give it to the Ashkenazim. So they have a whole case of water they have under their bed. I mean, you can't wash water. What's the difference between Chatzilah v'Di'evet? What's the difference between Chatzilah? If it's a chashash rachaik, if it's a chashash, like koiz with mitzayraim, how many mitzayraim are there? And even if mitzayra has it, who said it that his saliva got on it? So it's a chashash rachaik, that chazal v'chayshish for. So b'di'eved, it could be its mutter. What? A rachra. So let me explain in a minute. Yeah?
Say that in any other case?
Yeah, we say very often.
We say very often when it comes to this.
The Gemara says it, that man dechosh chashina man dechosh. I want to talk in general about Devar Segulian and why we might be makel b'di'evet. It really would be the same thing, except that that's mentioned in the Gemara, so maybe we're a little more chashish than elsewhere, but I don't know. Now, I have here a list of different coolers that are mentioned. First of all, people ask on an airplane about sticking something under the seat in front of them where people sleep. It's not a mita. It doesn't say you can't have it under someone who's sleeping. It says tachas hamita. It's not a mita, and therefore, I don't think it's an issue.
But if there's no one sleeping, you just can't put it there.
Besides, they don't have rachra on airplanes. It's only on the ground. There's no rachra. Ever so rachra on an airplane? I'll explain in a minute. Just a couple of different marabakaibis for Paiskim. consider Rabbi Kiva Eger. Kiva Eger here also, Labashka Tachzamita, brings that the Yeved Mutta. He also brings that with the evidence mutter. In the Kaf HaChayim here in Kuf Tezayin, in Sukkot Mem Beis, he brings a Dharmakilim by Karka Berutzaf, meaning that the Ruach Ra is in the old homes where the ground was earth, earthen floors, but there's some Amekel if it's Karka Berutzaf, if it's a finished floor. That's more permitted. under a carriage is a tshuva in the Sharmem Siyam Balacha. He writes about keeping it under a carriage. Many carriages have storage areas underneath. So the Sharmem Siyam Balacha, he brings a similar thing in Mechaz Yitzchak, that by Ketanim there's no rachra. Tanim have a pure neshama, there's no rachra. Presumably that would apply under a crib at home as well, that would not be included in the Isser. Rabbi Landau does Nidbru as a shaila about a bunk bed. If you put it on the bottom bed under the top bed, it makes a person laugh a little bit. I'm not sure why. Because if there's a rachra, why are you sleeping there? But maybe it's a rachra that only affects people. Now, as far as an airplane, the Tzitz Eliezer in Chelik Yud Shuvah Lamed Hey says that in a boat it's mutter, Because in all of these Ruach Ra type of topics, we are only chayshish for what Chazal said. And in general, Chazal said that water is, that kishuv doesn't work by water. It's somebody, a sharon to water that Bechashiv got a hold of. And so he says in a boat it's mutter, which would probably include a plane. I don't know. Right. Yeah, okay. And and then there are a couple of tshuvas about negelvasa water under the bed, because negelvasa water has to be minamutalapicha, it has to be mutter to drink. And if you're under the bed is aser, then that's aser as well. And here I want to mention to you a general thing, a dava klali regarding Dvarim Segulian. And the halacha lemais, like sort of two different things. First of all, there's a concept which is expressed by a number of different gedolim with different explanations, that over the span of generations, the kayach of Ruach Ra has become lessened in the world. That the kayach of Ruach Ra is less. Now, there are various explanations of this. First of all, there's a makar for it. The Gemara is clear that in the time of Mishnah they were chayshish for zugais. Zugais means to be makbid, not to do things in pairs, not to drink two cups of wine. If you have two, drink a third. Or if you have two donuts, make sure you take a third. And not to do things in twos. And the Gemara itself says, man dechash chayshinan. Somebody's not chayshish for it, so the Ruach Ra is not chayshish for it either. So that's already in the time of the Gemara. In the Rishayim, we find in Tosfos at least two places, in Chulin, Chulin Kuf Zayin and Yuma Ayin Zayin, both of his days. Tosfos says about certain sakonis in the Gemara, that Bizman Azeh were not chayshish for it. There's Agos Mordechai, the eighth parak of Shabbos, that says that the kpeda on garlic or eggs left overnight doesn't apply in later generations. And the Ben Ishchai, his tshuva sefer Rav Paalim Chelik Beis tshuva tes, says that it says al pi kabbalah not to sleep by day. It says Shulchan Aruch, not to sleep by day. Maybe only shisanishmi, which the machlek is how much time it is. People not makpid today to sleep by day. First of all, there are times in the year that sunrise is very early. People are still sleeping, and people take a nap by day. It's not uncommon. And Rav Palam says this an idea that in the Yerida Sadairais, there's not such a big chashash. I want to mention to you three of the possible explanations of Yerida Sadairais. One, Rabbi Yaakov in Parshas Va'era writes, and this is something Rabbi Yaakov said, they stuck it in Parshas Va'era, but Rabbi Yaakov used to say that when there was Nevuah and Ruach HaKodesh, when under Kayach HaTahara there were mystical unexplainable things that happened, so Zelu Mazel, so the Kim, so Kayach HaTumah had it as well. When Chazal got rid of the Yetzirah for Avodah Zarah, so Nevuah was batal, because Zelu Mazeh, as one is diminished, then the other is diminished. Said over the generations, as the Tzara Kedusha diminished, and there's less Ruach HaKodesh, the less of the Gedolim were able to do true Maisim, so the Kayach HaTumah also is diminished. And that's Rav Yaakov's understanding, Zelu Mazeh also Lekim, that it's an idea that there's always a balance between Kedusha and the Mahavil Toma, and as things went down. That's one explanation. Another explanation, which I mentioned last night at the Navi Shir, Rav Schwab writes by Bishalach, by Ozi Yashemaisha, Rav Schwab writes that Mesiras Nefesh is Mevatel the Kaychas HaTumah. Mesiras Nefesh, Daya Kiddush Hashem. It's not in this piece, it's elsewhere. I don't know where it is in Rav Schwab's writings. After the shir, someone told me that in the Micha Shleimai and in Halicha Shleimai, that Rashi Zalman writes that the Gra said when Avram ben Avram, the Ger Tzedek, was burnt alive for converting, he was mevatel the Kayach Hara of the Ruach Ra of not washing Dagalvas in the morning. Now, things I say in Halacha you have to do, but the fact is that the whole Kpeda of washing quickly within Dalar Amis, people are not as zohir in it as the Shuras Hadin. People are less zohir, people are saiveth, the houses like Dalar Amis, and that people don't rush to do it. And the same thing is true with the whole list of Kabbalistic dangers. Last night I mentioned some of them, going to sleep alone in a house, which today is Nasa Keheter. Whoever heard that a person is not supposed to sleep alone in his house? Yet it says in the Halacha that it's the Ruach Ra Shailit of someone who sleeps alone in a home. The Mishnah Berurah brings it at the end of Simei Reish Lavetes. It says that the Daf Yomi had Avuka Kishnayim. The leaving out a light is a shmira, but the Mishnah Berurah brings it, and many of the other sakonis going out yichidi balayla. Many of the things that are sakonis are diminished. So Schwab brings that in the Meshech Hagolus, the more mesiris nefesh there are, the more the kaiches hatobu about. Well, he says the vua sheker that were the whole danger against Klal Yisrael, the generation of Tzidkiyo, and the end of the Churban Bayis Rishon, they disappeared by the Bayis Sheni, the Nevi'ei Sheker. He says the Mesiras Nefesh of Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, Mesiras Nefesh is mevatel the Kaychas HaTumah on the other side, and that's his explanation of the fact that Shedim and Ruchis and Kli and Dimbiks and all these things. Are all the Ruach Ra aspects are not Shchiach Beineinu, are not something that we see, at least openly, in our time. Chazal say that when a person does Averis, he creates Beid Malachim. And it's funny because those in Chinuch feel we see it. A lot of times you have people who did things that were improper, and then they want to do tshuva, and a lot of times they come back and they try. And there are bumps on the way. You know, like I've seen this very often. A guy goes to Yisrael, he starts learning Cheshik, and he comes back, and something goes wrong. His chavrusa decides not to come to the yeshiva. He starts the first day, there's no chavrusa. Well, this, I've seen this a lot of times, that like something is thrown in his way that he has to overcome. And sometimes people, they cry to me. They tell me, you know, I did so much, and now, you know, this went wrong, that went wrong. You know, I applied to yeshiva, and let me in, or whatever it is. I tell them, oh, those are the bad angels that you create. When you do an aveira, you just got to overcome it, that's all. It's a bump in your way, you get past it, it'll be smooth sailing. But, you know, a lot of times we feel that we see this type of a thing. But be that as it may, it's, so Rav Yaakov says it's with a reduction of Kaychas HaTara, that is a reduction of Kaychas HaTumah. Rav Schwab says it comes from a serious nefesh. Rav Palm used to say that the ruchais are only interested in tabi de chachamim. Like it says, tabi chacham lo yetz yechidi balayla. Interested in tabi de chachamim. Rav Palm would tell over that the Vilna Gaon once went with his brother on his mother's yahrzeit to visit his mother's kever. And in the wagon on the way back, he said to his brother, did you see how happy mommy was? So his brother shrugged, like, you know, usually at this, you don't get messages at the cemetery, yeah? But he figured the next year he'd go pick up the Gra and they'd go again for the yahrzeit. So the second year the Gra didn't go. He said, the way Rapam said, he said, I suffered for many days from visiting the cemetery. The way Rapam explained it is that the ruchais, whatever ruchais are in the cemetery, they start up with people on a high level. He said, that's why Kayanim are not supposed to go. They have a certain elevation that they don't go to there. And then he said, that's the reason that there's a minute by Klal Yisrael that women who are expecting don't go, because a baby, the Be'imai, is tar. This is what he said. He said, nowadays, you know, we're not on the level to be that the Ruach Ra affects us like it affected somebody like the Gra. And this is what?
A baby,
yeah. The Shechina is Labal Mereshaisa. A baby. You know, when my wife was expecting, Reb Avram Kamenetsky, Reb Yaakov's son, who lived here in Flatbush, we were very friendly. We once ate a Shabbos Suda by them. My wife was expecting. And when we left, Reb Avram said that Reb Yaakov was makdid, that an expecting woman has to go out first through the door. Efsha Trotzi Mashiach. And his wife said then, there was also a Yetzis meeting in the house, and Rabbi Yaakov made everybody wait. She was expecting, wait for her to go out first. She was so embarrassed. So I told him, you don't have to worry. My wife's not carrying Mashiach. I'm a Levi. Mashiach comes from Yehuda. So you don't have to worry. I don't have that problem, you know. But what do you mean? Yeah, well, not Makbid. I'll tell you, the truth is that in Halacha it says that before washing the Agavasi, you're not supposed to touch food. And certain foods, at least, it says you should spill out. Today, even it doesn't apply to Goyim, you know, you go to a restaurant, you know, where they have, sometimes they have Jews who are not so Zohar mitzvahs. You're so sure they washed the Agavasi that morning before they touch the food. The whole, I know the matzah bakeries, they're makbid, that whoever comes in has to wash nevelasa when they come in, because they touch the matzahs, and it says such a thing. So there they have extra all the time, they have the ability to be makbid. A restaurant that has the yetz of inichness, they're very hard to be makbid. At any rate, I just want to stress, what's an afkamina from the Sol Shmuzerai? This is all agadita, this is all hashkafa. Nafkamina is this. When it says to be makbid on something in halacha, we're makbid. We don't, it says in Parshas B'Shalach and Rav Schwab, or it says in Parshas V'Erev, yeah, we don't change halacha based on what it says. But Rav Palm would say, if the shinui is a slight shinui from what it says, it could be makel. Though it says be makbid on a certain thing, if you have a situation which is slightly different, so does that make a difference? I don't know. So any slight difference, dailanu b'mashamru chazal, the b'yudah chassids, dailanu what they said, and if it's a little different than what they said, so then a person can be makel. So you can be makel under a baby carriage, or you can makel under anything that has a svara to makel under an airplane. That yeah.
But the problem is mukeshrin, and the any significance?
I don't know the exact significance. You know, I saw, interesting, when it says that they took the begadim and the klei kesef and klei zav of the Mitzrayim, it says, v'stamtem al-b'necham al-b'neseichem. I saw, I have to remember where, that the Mitzrayim were bukei shchin, because they had shchin, all of them. So really, it's a sakana, you're taking things from bukei shchin. So Baruch Shem told them, don't worry, v'stamtem al-b'necham al-b'neseichem, don't worry, even though you're taking from the shchin of the Mitzrim, you know, that shchin was not contagious to Jews. So that's what he said.
How did they cover the washing machine?
Yeah.
The kafachayim, the floor, the
hard or soft. Kafachayim?
The floor being hard or soft.
Not hard or soft. He says it's only on a natural floor. But if you have a floor, I don't think he cares if it's carpeting or tiles. Mm-hmm. He just say that's only against the earth, against the floor. What's the chiluk? Under the bed or not under the bed? I don't know what Ruach Ra means. There's certain rules for Ruach Ra. I have no idea. I really don't know. Why? There's a kafachayim. Rabbi Avadia, the Ben Ishchai is machmir very much on this. And therefore, Bavadia is very. Bavadia sort of has in Yabiyayim Aleph, I think it was true of a Tess, and again in Yabiyayim Dalit, I think it was Chaf Aleph, he has two chuvas on this shiloh of food under the bed. Kedarka, he brings a whole slew of chuvas from Svarim, some of which we heard, some of which we didn't hear. And at the end, he's Mekel only Bakam Hefsim Aruba. Look, the Kafachayim on Yeridea was written by Ravavadya. The Kafachayim on Arachayim was written by the author of Kafachayim. The ones on Yeridea, Ravavadya wrote. I don't think it has his name in it, but it's Yadua, he wrote it. He brings, he collects from Shulasar, so Kafachayim is. But in Yabi Aymer, that's his psak.
Until what age is it considered cotton to be makel on
I don't know until what age. I was looking at Shem Shem Balach. I don't think he says an age. I have to see if he says cotton or tinnik. I don't remember. I think he says cotton. We should take a look. I'm not sure. I don't have the marum. Oh, I do have the marum. I'll come here. it's Shem Shem Balach. It's Simulam Gimel Kunchasachrin Hay. So you have to see. You have to see what he says. He's talking there about under a carriage, which obviously is a tinner. So I don't know.
Well,
all right, we're up to the Rama.
Why were Mekel?
Because since we're not sure the whole thing applies in the first place, so Dailanu to be machper on what it says beferish. That was. We're not sure it's ever a danger. So if there's a shinoi then. Right, look, these things, you know, this is all Kalkai Sraza Messiah, and the process of Messiah is rebellion. That's what he does. Ramah. V'chei Yisrael b'kol dvar ma'mevim li'dei sakana. A catch-all. Be careful from anything that comes li'dei sakana, k'sakata chamir me'isura. Because you have to be more careful to avoid sakana than even averis. The rule of Chabira Sakata Misur is said by Sveikas. That by a Safik, where Halacha allows something, you still be careful. Not let it go under a wall that looks like it's going to fall. Now it's interesting that he brings this din not to go out alone at night. He doesn't say Tavad Chacham. In Chulin Tzadik Aleph it says that Tavad Chacham shouldn't go out Yechidi Balayla. In Arve Psachim it says nobody should go out Yechidi Balayla. The Ramah brings Stama not to go out Yechidi Balayla. The Gemara says Avucha Kashtayim, if you carry a light with you, it's good. The car certainly has a light. V'chein Asur Lishtois Maimin Anahores Balayla. It's also to drink water from a stream. You can't see if there are little creatures in the water, so therefore it's dangerous. It's lit, so that's a reason to be makel. Although the country, it doesn't necessarily so. Well, yichidi means anybody alone. I don't think there is a male or female. It's also how yichidi balayla. Well, if lit up is a heter, so the city is generally lit up. Generally, there are people in the city. There's no issi yichud, you walk in the street because people may come, so it's not called yichidi. If you hold lighting, is good. Yeah, the Gemara says avuka kishnayim. We just had in the daf, or if it's a well lit moon, yireach kishloish. The Gemara says. Back to the Ramah. You go to a water fountain, don't put your mouth on the source of the water. All these things were afraid of sakana. Now listen to this minig pashut that none of you ever heard of, unless you learned it here. Shaloi lishtois mayim, not to drink water, bishas hatkufa. Not to drink water at the time of the tkufa. So you want to know what's the tkufa? I would have to talk to you about astronomy. Every 91 days is 7.5 hours. You have 4 tkufas to the year, the 4 seasons. And the seasons halachically are divided by 91 days and 7.5 hours. And at the time of the tkufa, you're not supposed to drink water. We assume this means water from a natural source. What? Oh, that's a good question. What does it mean, Bishas HaTakufa? Let's see, the top Taz, Dalid. Kasa b'darkei Moshe b'shem Avu Draham. The Rama writes in David Avu Draham. Sasi kasa yeshuzal mishto yisvayim b'shas hatkum b'shem sakana. Shalei yisnazek fi yisnapech. You shouldn't get hurt and blow up. V'tam ki tipas dam nefeles beit kufa le tkufa. There's some danger that falls into the water between the tkufas. So I don't know. I assume it's during the, I don't know, means the hour of the tkufa, I don't know. Avachachim ibn Ezra, Yishom Ezra, Kidichush bi'amu, Ve'imaisakon ha'klal, ibn Ezra dismisses it, Yeshua ha'gainim amru, Kiloidachash bi'yakov, Elakabainim amru, Eilet varam lahafchim bin yodam, Shiru meis Hashem yisbarach, V'yishuvu k'tesh yisilam Hashem yisbarach, Ma'abit tkufa sashanu. Not sure exactly what, how to explain this, but this is the way, as you know, Klai Yisrael, the Gedolei Yisrael were divided between those who took these things very literally and those who took them not so literally. It's an old divide.
Aren't you supposed to pour out the water that's drawn at the time of Kufa?
It would make sense to pour it out, I guess. If it's dangerous, you should pour it out. Yeah. Maybe why does he breathe such a lotion?
Because even drinking it later on, after the Kufa, it was in existence.
Oh, you mean it was standing water?
Yeah.
It was open water.
Water, you don't have, you shouldn't throw out. If you need to throw water, you should throw out.
Okay.
Yes, it's
I don't know why it's not brought in halacha that way. So why is it brought here? By Ma'am Shalanu. That's what he said, Ma'am Shalanu, by matzah water. Then you shouldn't. Associated Shachvav. Shalosh Tesmayim. Kosim Bimin Hagim Maril. Hilchus Melishas Hamatzis Im Yesh Barzel B'mayim Kozman Atkufis Ozer Mishus Lamazik. If there's some metal in the water, that helps. Barzel Akola Mashkim U'macholim V'amacholim U'mashkim U'vushalim O'kvushim U'maluchim Eminichit Shum Dover. If the water is cooked or soaked or salted, then Hamayim Kiyayim Shein Lachish B'mavushal Kavishim U'luach Mishum Tkufa. Vula Yatzalam Kain, Mashkos of a Rambam, Perikyab, Chazwe Tzech, Shmios Nefesh, Denayin, or Din Tess, I'm sorry, Mekvashim, Meshlokais, Embe Mishum Giloy, Aharis Nachash, snakes don't like chicken soup or anything that's a cooked water, Humayu Shabbek, as the Tun, Kesue, Dua Din, Dein, Mekai Gab, the Mishum Aras at the Kufais. So you don't have to worry about soup, about the Aras at the Kufais, Tevlach, Mevizel, Niachbaz, Olola. Okay, so he brings,
Isn't it
not to drink. That's for a different reason. It says not to drink from the well or the stream Ben Hashmash Shabbos because the water cools off Gehenna. The Shabbos are going back and you don't want to steal from them, whatever that means exactly. Just to finish the Ramah, Oy Kasu Yesh Levrayach Mino Yir Kishadever Be'ir. When there's a disease in the city, you get out of China. So it says, Yesh Avinir B'tchila Sadever. It's amazing what Chazal knew. Look what he says, Yesh Latzeis Avinir B'tchila Sadever V'loi B'saifai. Many of the communicable disease, doctors will tell me if I'm right, they're most contagious in the beginning. I know chicken pox is that way. It's contagious at the onset more than at the end of the disease. What? Those who didn't get it may be immune to it already. Okay. Anyway, that's what he says. That to go up with chilasi v'lay b'sayfai chalel odvar me mishum sakana shem edashi irachim man va'os lismay chadeis elasakin nafshi kol kiyaitu b'zeh. Okay, here the Taz and Rabbi Kivega bring additional sakanas, which I'll leave for next week. I want to see Pesach Tshuva Ches and explain it's on this page. Explain a little bit of the hashkafa of Levrayach Min Ha'ir. A Pesachei Tshuva test just gives you a maramakim. He says, I am B'tshuvas HaRashbash, not well known, but one of the earliest Achrayinim, Simukufse Ketzadik Heshik, Shema Toil Nisa B'Yimei HaDever, Rachman HaLatzlan. Why does he have to run away? B'makim L'makim. Idifta B'Rosh Hashanah L'Misa, Ma'amay Ala Nisa. If you're a person supposed to die, really doesn't help. And it's on the Chaim, like says he can't amida.
So why is Shmaya to the Nafshei Secher? Yeah. Very good. I'm proud of you. So that's not the Rosh Bashar. All right. So this question, in general, first of all, there's an approach, the Chavis Halvavis. Chavis Halvavis says it doesn't help to run away. The halacha that you have to watch yourself. It doesn't help. But it's also dial by. Anyway, but, it shouldn't be Dame Baraisha. That's the Chavis Halvavis, which is all, generally is a very extreme shita. I should say extreme, but a very toe-the-line shita. He said, it doesn't help to run away. But it's an isser. You know, that put yourself in a second. The Rajba, the Rashbash and the Rajba have explanations. Now, I'll tell you the Rashbash in a minute. But the Rajba shita is, I think, the shita that's generally accepted by Balei Machshava. Rabbi Chanan, the Kovetz Mamorim, has an arichus on it, and he brings a grah who goes with the shita of the Rajba. The Rajba shita is based on Iran, the Sestas Rosh Hashanah. The Ran asks, what does it mean that on the three Chagim, there's a din on Mayim, and Tfuah, and Peris? What does it mean? On Rosh Hashanah, it's already Miyayani, Miyayasher, is part of Rosh Hashanah. Who will be poor, who will be rich? So who cares how much fruit goes? If I make the same amount of money, what do I care how much it rains? If I'll end up with the same amount of Anias or Ashir, who cares how much fruit? How much tefillah?
What's tefillah?
And what's tegmarias? Kamam aslina? Why do we dive? Okay. All right, 1 second. I do one thing at a time. The Gemara has a whole blot that talks about whether tefillah could change Rosh Hashanah. But I wanted to first talk about this. The Rajba says there's a din akloli and a din aprati. The Ran says, the Rajba explains, the Ran asks, why does it help a psak on tefillah if it's rega paskim b'yanim yeyasher? So he says there's a din akloli and a din aprati. Rosh Hashanah oivrim lefana kadei marim. There's a din on every yachid. On the other tkufis of the year, there's a din akloli. Din akloli means sometimes it's gzeir on the tzibor, that there'll be holocaust, there'll be pogroms, or there'll be crusades. There's a din akloli. Or the other way, a tzibor is zaycha and it has chusim and there good things will happen. So the Rajba says, Dina Kloli lo oilam gaiveres al Dina Prati. If your din is one way, there's a din on the tzibur another way, so then leaving the tzibur, running away, helps. If it's a place of Mulchama, Zigzera is a holocaust, there's a Gzera on the cloud that there's going to be a punishment. But your Dina Prati is not necessarily to die. If you stay, you're in the Sakana. And if you run away, the din aprati, a person can escape. He says, that's the pshat. The Gemara says three things are oikar adin. And b'yeshayimim avshinim makim. And some say a fourth shinim makim helps sometimes. If it's a din aprati, a person is supposed to die, it won't help to run away. But the din akloli, for that, it helps to run away. So b'chanan yes, ends in parentheses, that's pshat. By Makkas b'chayris, it says, Kivin Shinit Rishus Lamashus Lahashis, Eni Mafka made Tzaddik LaRosha. What in the world does that mean? If you're a Tzaddik, why would you die? He says, no. Kivin Shinit Rishus Lamashus Lahashis, a Dinah Kloli on a Tzibur. Eni Mafka made Tzaddik LaRosha. For a Dinah Kloli, Tzaddik can die also. That's the Mahalach of the Rajba. Like I said, Rabbi Chanan in Kovetz Mamorim, in the traditional print, I think it's page Lamed Gimel, and Lamed Aleph, two sides. He has a little bit of an arichus to explain, to answer this question, why does it help to run away during a war? If it's going to happen, it's going to happen. The Rashbash himself has a different biur, a whole different. He says that every person's born with a certain amount of years to his life. The Sifra Tzadikim are people who are given more years to his life. And the Sifra Shel Rishayim are people who are the Zegzera to have less years. And Beinanim is everybody else. Everyone who has whatever was Nigzara on him to live. And that, he says, Sakona could change. It's only written, Sifra Yachayim, Sifra Yamaves, Roshana, you're going to live, you're going to die. It's for those who is a specific Gezera. And he says everyone in between is separate in between. Okay, be that as it may, this is the I guess some of the Hashkafa, the Rajma's Hashkafa, I think, sort of the mekubalik hashkafa, at least in the balei hashkafa, in the way we deal with dinar kolli and dinar prati. Next week we'll do cutting down trees, which Taz brings, and Rabbi Kiveg also brings a list of sakanis. So we'll hopefully finish the siman next week.